Hi, my name is Lucas.
Hi, my name is Stefan.
Hi, my name is Rayanne.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the library, the Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks to Stephen, Lucas, and Rayanne for introducing our show today. I'm Julie Berry, host of Check It In, Check It Out, and we're coming to you from CHDB 105.9 FM Radio DeBrigg. I met up with the Reed family at the Fred Wadsworth Library of Fort Burwell. Lucas, Stephen, Rayanne, Cohen, and Vincent will be helping out with the show today. I have mixed feelings about spiders. I love their beautiful webs, and I like to watch them sting from a distance. My house seems to be a favorite hangout for spiders, so I have a handy-dandy spider catcher. I just catch the little critter and take it outside and let it go. They don't mind. I never really know what to do with the spiders in the wintertime, though. They can't go outside in the freezing cold. Our story today may help with this dilemma. The kids in the Weed family may all be from the same family, but their opinions on spiders are definitely not the same. Lucas, the oldest, and two of his younger brothers have a deep appreciation for this creature.
I like spiders. Their webs are really strong and they're really cool creatures.
I really like their long legs. They have these little claws at the end of their legs and they can skim across grass.
I want a pet tarantula because they're big and hairy.
Ryan has mixed feelings.
Sometimes they're creepy, and sometimes they're not.
What makes a spider creepy?
Maybe they could bite you.
And last but not least, Vincent, the youngest, has one thing he wants everybody to know about spiders.
Spiders have 8 legs.
And now, Rayanne, Lucas, and Stefan will introduce our story.
Our story is called The Spider's Gifts.
Retold by Eric A. Kuhl.
And illustrated by Kaya Cronina.
No Christmas? Patricia repeated the terrible words. Did Father and Grandfather really say that? It's true, her older brother Danilo answered. I was milking the cow when I overheard them. Petrusha carried the dripping water pails back to the house, growing angrier with every step. No Christmas, she grumbled as she emptied the pails. No Christmas, she muttered as she piled the yolk and pails beside the woodpile. No Christmas, she shouted as she stamped inside the house. It isn't fair. Mama looked up from her weaving. Grandmother put her knitting down. Petrusha's older sister, Anna, laid down her embroidery. Angry words have no place in this house, Mama said. Petrusha scowled. I don't care. Danilo heard Tato and Grandfather talking in the barn. He says we are to have no Christmas. In walked Grandfather, brushing the snow from his coat. Who's making this noise? What troop of Cossacks is camping here? Katrusha didn't laugh. Danilo says there's to be no Christmas. Is it true? Grandfather sighed. He called Father up from the barn. Katrusha's brothers, Ivan and Danilo, came in covered with snow. The family gathered around the stove. Father spoke first. What Danilo and Katrusha heard is true. There will be no Christmas this year. We have no choice. Why, Tato? Katrusha asked. We all know why, Grandfather said. We had a poor harvest this year. We have enough food to get through the winter, but there is no money for extra things, like Christmas presents, the children said. Does that mean we are to have no tree, too? Katrusha asked. We have to have a tree. Trees grow in the forest. It doesn't cost anything to have a tree, said her brothers. We can make our own presents, said Anna. We made our own presents when I was a little girl, Grandmother said. But Christmas is coming in a few days. Do we have enough time? We will be ready, Katrusha promised. The next morning, Katrusha and Grandfather went off to find a tree. Which way shall we go? Grandfather asked Katrusha. That way, Katrusha said. Katrusha and her grandfather set out across the snow, dragging the sled behind. They walked between the tall, silent pines. Snow will start falling soon. Do you see a tree you like? Grandfather asked. Not yet, Katrusha said. How will you know which tree is the right one? Grandfather asked. I'll know, Katrusha told him. At last, Katrusha exclaimed, Here is our tree. She pointed to a fir as tall as she was. Grandfather nodded. It's a pretty tree. I can't see how it is different from the others. It's special. I can feel it, Katrusha said. Grandfather cut down the tree. He and Katrusha tied it to their sled. Together, they pulled it home. You found a good tree, everyone agreed. The tree is glad, Katrusha said. I know. Anna went through Grandmother's button box. She polished old brass buttons to make them shine, then tied them to the tree as ornaments. Katrusha made a paper star to set at the very top. Ivan and Danilo wove pine boughs. Grandfather whittled animals, shepherds, wise men, and the Holy Family. Grandmother placed an embroidered cloth in the manger. This will be a blanket for the Christ child, she said. Father began practicing his bandura. It's been almost a year since I played Christmas songs. I fear my fingers have forgotten how to play. We'll all sing loud, Katrusha insisted. No one will hear your mistakes. Mother began baking a kolach, the braided Christmas bread. The hens have been laying well. I think we can spare a little flour and sugar for something special. That night, Katrusha lay fast asleep when she heard screaming. The whole family ran to see what was wrong. Mother stood by the stove, pointing her finger at the Christmas tree. Take it out of my house! What's wrong with the tree? Katrusha, Ivan, and Danilo asked all at once. Take a good look, Mother said. Katrusha's heart sank. A tiny brown dot moved across a pine needle. A baby spider. Katrusha counted one, then another, and another. Oh, there must be hundreds of them, Danilo exclaimed. The mothers laid their eggs in the tree at summer's end, said Anna. The eggs are supposed to hatch when spring comes. When we brought the tree inside, the warmth made the spiders hatch. Now they're hungry. They're spinning their little webs among the pine needles. Sure enough, Petrusha and her brothers saw the tiny silk threads finer than a baby's hair, each rippled like liquid silver. I will not have spiders in my house, Mother insisted. I'll take the tree outside, said Grandfather. No, the children cried, not after we worked so hard to make the tree beautiful. Please, Mama Neew, Petrusha begged. These baby spiders are so small and helpless. If we take them outside, they'll die in the cold. Let them stay until Christmas is over. Mother's face softened. It won't seem like Christmas without a tree, Grandmother added. I suppose I can put up with a few spiders until Christmas is over, Mother agreed at last. Family spent the next day preparing for the Christmas feast. The Christmas celebration began when the first star appeared in the sky. Times may be hard, said Mother, but this night we will feast. Afterward, the family joined their neighbors at church. Father Roman read from the Bible. The choir sang, Christos razdiecha, Father Roman proclaimed. Christ is born. Father led the family home. As he opened the door, the lantern light cast shadows on the walls. The tree! Look at it! Danilo cried. Tiny spider webs covered the branches from top to bottom. They shine like silver, Anna exclaimed. We almost didn't have a Christmas tree. Now we have the most beautiful tree of all, said Grandmother. I'm glad we let the spiders stay, Father said. So am I, Mother agreed. Petrusha, entranced, walked up to the tree. She looked for the spiders, but they had all disappeared. She reached out to touch the shining threads. Mama, Tato, all of you come here, Petrusha cried. These webs feel hard like wire. Could they have become silver? Grandfather touched the web. They are real silver. And look at the buttons and Petrusha's star. The whole village came running to see the miracle. The spider webs that covered the Christmas tree had been magically changed to threads of pure silver. The buttons had become gold coins, and Petrusha's paper star had become a gold and silver spangle covered with jewels. It is indeed a miracle, said Father Roman. You showed kindness to the little spiders by letting them stay in your warm house. In return, the spiders show thanks by giving you a Christmas present. Not just for us, Petrusha said. We want to share it with the whole village. Christos razdiecha. Merry Christmas, everyone. And the whole village answered, Christos razdiecha. Christ is born. Merry Christmas.
Check It and Check It Out would not be possible without the support of the Elkins County Library
and the Mennonite Community Service of Elmer, Ontario.
And thank you to all the folks at Radio Debrick for putting our show on the air.
That does it for us tonight. Thanks to Ray Ann, Lucas, Stephen, Cohen, and Vincent. I'm Julie Berry. Join us here at Check It In, Check It Out next week. Same time, same place. Thanks so much for listening and have yourself a wonderful week.
Good day and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop ihr han dit program geglecht. Ich san Mary Ham and ich schof by the Elmer Library. We haunt a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat ye vaan forn, de zand ola nu oop. De oopner stunden zand on the library dairn to zoin. Gi can a fun nendo funama as fif eint ning zas droi eint eint fire zas no extension eint null ning van jut noch mai information fehlt. Bitte kump nan and zeit wat vi han in unser libraries tum jut and jut familia mat halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.